All right, this is the Easter edition of KFC Radio, which means it's going to be the most boring podcast in the world because Easter stinks. It stinks so bad.
I used to love it as a kid because I like to get dressed up in my pastels like a little fucking pussy.
You are such an unbelievable faggot. I used to like Easter as a kid to get in my pastels.
That's when I have my fashion.
Like, what a loser.
Mom, bust out the summer pinks. It's Easter, baby.
I mean, I actually used to like it as well, but it was more like, first of all, when you're a kid, like any holiday, just any day that's like a little bit different than the other days, it feels special. You get a chocolate Easter bunny. Sometimes it's solid. Sometimes it's hollow.
No, fuck a solid Easter bunny.
What?
Oh, no. Give me that hollow shit.
Just more chocolate, homie.
Nah, you gotta like
gnaw at it. You gotta chew with your molars.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, shit's hard.
Wedge it to the back of your mouth and you just like scraping chocolate off. Fuck that.
It's a mess.
Just give me like three hollow ones.
That's fine. Yeah, load up on the hollows. I can get down with that.
Fuck a peep.
Oh, yeah, no, peeps. Peeps are trash.
Peeps are the most garbage thing.
Peeps are the worst. Forget about, like, worst candy, worst snack, worst food. Just the worst thing that's ever been invented.
Yeah, peeps are just terrible.
It's like, you know, AIDS and peeps. The worst things that have ever happened to the world.
I don't understand why some of those candies exist. Like, my mom still puts it in my Easter basket. And, yeah, I still get an Easter basket.
Well, but let me ask you this.
The day I don't get an Easter basket is the day I don't go home for Easter anymore. Like, if you don't have, when I don't wake up, and I don't have, at the foot of my bed, a basket with some fake grass.
That green
candy,
grass, bro.
Maybe an item or two of clothing. Not too much, just a little bit, you know. Item or two of clothing, bunch of candy, and powdered footprints leaving my room.
No.
The day I don't have that shit, Kevin. Bro. This motherfucker doesn't go home for Easter anymore.
Holy shit. Your parents love you, bro.
I don't know why.
No, me neither. Jesus Christ. Powdered footprints. You got to be kidding me, dude. Let me tell you something. On the flip side of things, now, I've gone through the tunnel and come out the other side of holidays now doing them as a parent. There is goddamn green straw all over my fucking house because my goddamn kid went to school. She's two. She's still shitting herself. She's going to school, and she came home with a goddamn Chinese food takeout box as an Easter basket.
What?
It's like, I don't know what's going on here, if this is some fucking cultural appreciation, sharing, but I don't want no fucking Chinaman boxes up in here to be my Easter bunny basket, okay? But all I know is inside of there.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
None.
The Chinese aren't even Catholic.
No, they don't believe in Jesus, do they?
No.
I don't know. But all I know is they got the green straw in there.
I don't know. I just know they don't look like me, so they can't possibly believe in the same things I do.
You can't even see Jesus. You got squinty eyes. She just reaches in, grabs a handful of the green grass, and looks at me in the face, fucking throws it on the ground. And then I scoop it up, and I put it back in, and she looks at me like, guess what I'm doing again, bitch ass. Stares me in the face and throws it again. It's all over my fucking house. And it's like, I was going to just throw it in the garbage. Every day she goes to, not every day, but every time she goes to school, twice a week, she comes home with some shit up in her backpack. It's like, look what Shay did today. And I just fucking throw it in the garbage. It's just like a piece of paper with like a handprint on it or just smeared art. It's like, look, she painted like a
turkey. You don't hang it on the fridge?
No, not really.
Yo, my mom's still making me fucking powdered footprints and you're not hanging Shay's art on the fridge?
Wait, let me tell you my problem. I don't know how this happened. My fridge is not magnetic.
What?
The front of my fridge is not magnetized. It's like it's like this table.
That's
so you can't hang anything. Yeah, it's I think it's supposed to look like a fucking cabinet or something, you know? But I can't hang anything. So then we got one of these bulletin board things. So we pin a couple things up there. But for the most part, I throw it in the garbage. She doesn't know because she shouldn't even be in school. So she comes home with this goddamn Chinaman Easter basket, and there's just grass everywhere. But I was like, all right, I'm going to throw it out on Easter Monday, like after all this shit. I can't like throw out her Easter shit before Easter even happens. But I want to.
You know what
you need to do?
You need to start putting the fear of God into her on this Easter.
Well, that's the name of the game for Catholicism anyway.
Like my mother does to me, and she still does it to this day. Like all weekend, it's all that was happening, is she plays Jesus Christ Superstar on repeat.
Starting Friday morning. Pre-crime.
I called her Friday morning, and I was just talking about the weekend and coming home and all that, and I was talking about Jesus Christ Superstar, and she's like, listen, can you hear it? And it's like in the background, like Jesus Christ Superstar music. But as a child, it terrified me. That's why I probably don't like Easter so much.
Uh-huh.
It's because I was so scared of the theme song of the holiday.
You know who probably hates this? your father.
Dad's not crazy about it.
I mean,
but it's just like
he's got to be like, well, it's, you know, it's March or April. Time to like go live in the garage for a few weeks.
He's like, want to be
at it again?
I want to be playing the Stones, Polly. Dad loves the Rolling Stones. Daddy's
the
giving me
Stones.
He's giving me a doll every time as a kid. I could name all five of them.
Hey, that's good parenting.
I can't anymore. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Tommy Watts.
I wouldn't even got Tommy Watts. I would have just got those two.
It's just horrifying music that just echoes.
Wait, I just have this image of like 9-year-old Feidelberg on Easter being like, "Mom, look at these pastel overalls," and his dad's like, "Get over here and name the Stones." Like, fucking, who's the drummer?
And
fuck some girls, all right?
Tommy Watts is the drummer, and then in the background,
Charlie Watts.
Fuck. And then in the background, while that's happening, and Dad's yelling about the Rolling Stones, in the background, it's just dun 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 as a man gets tortured for 3 minutes. That's just all it is. That's a whole song on the album. Dun 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 dun. One. Two!
This is some fucked up shit,
they
man.
They count all 36, 39. I forget how many times Jesus got whipped with a cat of nine tails. But they count all of them. Just in the background. I'm like crying. I'm like, Mom, I got my pretty clothes on. I can't cry in these.
Oh my God. Ronnie Wood.
I got my pretty clothes on.
like my dad's trying to use it to like fucking like pump me up. He's like, listen, we got the egg hunt coming up. You gotta get out there. Dun, 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 dun.
What a weird ass family. Oh my God.
I just want to eat chocolate.
This holiday sucks
come on,
so fucking
come on,
much.
JH. You know there's a $20 bill in one of those. You gotta get out there and find it.
Yeah, the egg hunt would be the only like activity associated with Easter that, as a kid, got you a little juiced. Every year, without fail, we see a viral video of some sort where there's like a public Easter egg thing. Remember the one that was on like the lawn at the White House or some shit or down in Washington?
Yeah.
And like everybody flooded it and kids were getting stepped on and massacred all to fucking find, you know, a couple quarters trapped in a fucking plastic egg. The egg hunt was like, I don't know. I feel like I grew tired of that at the age of like six.
Yeah.
Like I'm out on this, and I don't even like. I still believed in the Easter Bunny. And I was like, this sucks.
You're like, dude, like I just got a huge. Like, as a kid, you think there's never too much candy, but you hit a certain age, you're like, I have a humongous box of candy at home.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna run through the woods looking for a pink
Are you
egg.
Crazy
with like three fucking malted eggs in it.
What about
which is another candy that's bullshit that exists? A malted egg.
The little Cadbury eggs.
No. Those are bullshit too. But unless the caramel ones, I fuck with the caramel ones.
Yeah, when it's just filled with cum, it's disgusting.
Yeah. No, like you know, like malted
like
milk
powder.
Balls.
Yeah. Like, those are terrible. Those are trash. Those are trash.
Garbage.
Did you get down with painting the eggs? That was the one thing I fucked with.
I did. Like, yeah, like tie-dyed them.
I
stuff
like that. You drop the little pills in the thing, the water, and it like fizzles.
Yeah.
And then, like, I would really fucking strive to make like a dope colored egg. Like, I really nailed that blue hue. Really, now you do like a half and half. I wouldn't. You put the little egg holder that you bend and shit. You could drop it in there because if you did it with a fucking just a spoon, it would fall and shit. You leave it in just long enough. Yeah, I that's the one thing with Easter I fuck with coloring the eggs. Everything
else that was very cool.
Kick rocks.
No,
let me tell you something too. The other side of things as a parent, going to see the Easter Bunny is a wildly uncomfortable thing. I guess all of it is, but the Easter Bunny is particularly creepy. You roll up there, and he's just got his like glasses on and his ears, and he's just staring at you with his big fake eyes. And I'm looking at this guy like, what is wrong with you, and why am I about to put my child on your lap?
The Easter Bunny...
It's a very bizarre feeling.
The Easter Baby is the New Orleans king baby of,
so scary.
Of holiday mascots.
Yep.
Like, where did a bunny come from?
Yeah.
Because it comes out of the ground like Jesus did?
I don't know
if
there's
like,
any connection
the
between
ground, but like, you
Jesus
know.
And the bunny. I think there's just, they made up a bunny.
That's crazy talk.
I mean, none of this really has anything to, you know, Christmas with Jesus being born, bunnies with Jesus dying and resurrecting. Nah, not
makes
any
no
fucking
sense.
But all I know is it's trash. You know what the real problem with Easter is? The ultimate reason why Easter has no legs as you get older is because it falls on a Sunday. You never get anything off for it. If Easter Monday was a holiday, we would all fuck with Easter hard. You'd always have an Easter trip. You'd always have a 3-day weekend. You'd always get off of work. You'd have some good things associated with it. All you have is on a Sunday when you're already off and you want to just do what you want to do, you now have to go to church. You now have to do an Easter egg hunt. You now have to go take pictures with a bunny, whatever the fuck it may be. All these things are like, no, it's just my regular day off. I want to just watch fucking TV.
The any holiday without a day off, like Veterans Day.
Anything that falls on a weekend or you just don't get off for. Ain't no holiday of mine. There's nothing to celebrate. What's going on with you over there?
I have the worst heartburn in the world right now.
Do you think it has to do with eating all those hot dogs and pizza the other day?
That and the chewing tobacco, probably.
and the rampant amounts of tobacco use.
Perhaps the two spicy tequila beverages I just had.
Boy. You're too old for this.
Too old for life, man.
Yeah, but like the moments when you realize, like, you put on weight or whatever, your body ain't the same, but like you could always usually do whatever you want. The moment that you're like, oh, I can't have onions anymore. Like if I eat a bunch of onions, I'm in trouble. The fact that you're that dude at the restaurant, like, oh, please hold the onions or else like my night is going to be ruined.
I'm trying to have sex tonight.
That's just the worst. That's worse than Easter. For my money, Easter is the worst of all holidays, despite me and my rampant Catholicism, where we should be celebrating the death and then rebirth and resurrection of Jesus Christ, thereby denoting that he is, in fact, the Messiah and the most important person, demigod to ever, you know, half man, half God to ever walk the planet Earth. No, instead, I just hate this holiday. It's trash.
Are holidays worse generally as a parent? Yes.
Yes. I mean, everything's worse.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything is worse. It's just like, well, now I have to do stuff.
What do you get in like Shay's Easter basket? Like, does she get like my Easter is where like,
yet. I don't know. I just let the fucking school do the Chinese people thing.
I would say like Easter was a quarter of Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even close.
Like the presents wise.
Yeah.
Like what I got. Yeah. In the Easter basket.
The thing is, candy is like the big thing now. Like, this is probably the first year Shay can really rock with candy, you know?
That's true.
So I'll get her a bunch of fruit snacks. She likes knacks. Knacks? Knacks? Dad? Knacks? It's really funny. She also just takes it's Welch's fruit snacks. Yeah. We have them here. Yeah. And she does what, like, we all do. Like, she'll just take, like, seven and put them in her mouth. Yeah, I watch her pick them out of the bag, and she goes,
Welch's fruit snacks are a single-size serving for me.
Yeah, exactly. One bag, one bite.
Yeah.
She's, knacks? And then she asks for more. I'm like, well, you ate all 10 in one shot, you little idiot.
The most outrageous Easter gift I ever got was, the gift in my basket was, it was probably, like, fourth grade, maybe. I'll have to check the date it came out. But it was DMX's Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood.
You know what, in a weird way.
It makes better sense. It was the edited version, too. Don't worry about
that. I mean, that's basically no words.
Yeah,
that's
instrumental. It was an instrumental, definitely.
The cover, for those who don't remember, is DMX in a fucking bathtub of blood, naked, just holding his arms out. His blood drips from his fucking eyeballs to the ground. That is the most intense album of all time.
My parents are like, that's what I usually got for Christmas. I got for Easter. I got like one video game, one CD, and some clothes. So like, it's like a mini Christmas.
Right, Christmas was far, far superior.
Right.
How old were you when that came out?
Let's find out right now.
Remember that?
Remember how it started? Was like 9.
It was that Swiss Beats. It was like, and he was like, "Flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood."
Then the beat drops. Oh man, it's getting damn like what?
We were like,
I feel like I was in high school.
So I was 10. Yeah. So I was probably fourth grade.
I was like 12, and you were like fucking 16, right?
I thought I was in high school or college when that came out. When was it? 98? No, high school. So I was like 17.
Yeah, it's December 98. Yeah. So I got it in April of 99.
By the way, if you remember correctly, that
10.
Shit only came out like 7 months right after It's Dark and Hell is Hot. DMX was on a fucking heater. It was like, he has another album already? He just took over.
He was just, but I mean, like, look at him. He was just like, I got to throw everything I got out now. This might go all the way.
Yeah, well, he's back in jail right now. So good job by Darkman X. Bottom line, Easter stinks. I've never heard of anybody besides like nuns and old women who are like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, Easter's coming
up. I do
up.
Like that it is kind of the kickoff of
Spring
fashion.
He is the gayest in the world.
It's not just spring fashion, but like spring as a whole. You know?
Yeah, but because
it's like right around opening day.
You know what else I have a problem with Easter? It's like it can happen on any day.
It's really early this year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, sometimes it's, like, in June. Sometimes it's in, like, fucking February. What's going on here? I have no idea when it's happening.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, when is it? The first Sunday after the 40-day, you know, whatever
the fuck
it is?
Last year it was the same weekend as the Boston Marathon. Boston Marathon's on for 2 weeks.
Yeah, this is crazy. It's like the Jews with their floating stuff. We gotta have our days, okay? Like, you know, he was born on a day, which we got wrong. But
we were super wrong. He was born in the summer, right?
Right, but, like, we picked our fake day was the 25th. Well, he fucking rose on a day.
Yeah.
Just pick that day.
Pick one.
April 1st.
It's all made up anyway.
None of it's real.
Let's just stick to our made up story.
None of it's real.
We've been sticking to this story for 2,000 years except for this part.
I mean, that was the day that they just stole his body from the tomb.
Right.
Yeah. And they just, like, threw it in a river.
Might as well, like,
just throw it in the trash. Get rid of this thing. We'll tell him that he's walking around again.
But you can accurately document that day.
Day. Boy, can you imagine? That's the all-time scam, you know? We got the Cambridge Analytica. We're just tricking the world and doing all sorts of stuff. But they're just like, no. We'll tell him that he walked out and that now he's in, like, Bethlehem again or
something. Yeah, we were talking
about
that.
We're in, like, Nazareth? No, he's over in Bethlehem. Well, that's too far to walk. They're never going to be able to prove it.
I was talking to my mom about that the other day, actually, because she just watched some documentary on a Cuban farm woman or something like that. And,
okay.
Yeah. And she was telling me how part of her story is it's never been told because in Texas they don't put her in history books. I guess she was big down there, in the South. And they don't put her in history books because Texas politicians find that the fact that she had 11 kids from two men, they don't find her
unsavory.
A good Catholic.
Right, right.
And I was like, that's kind of like, you know, the Cambridge Analytica stuff, like, it has been going on forever. Like, we've been brainwashed by the powers that be forever. We just know what we're told to know.
Yeah.
So the same thing with, like, you know, the Bible has done it for
The Bible was a book. Now we're doing it online. That's why before we all arrived on the idea of Zuckerberg's assassins, that's why I didn't have a problem with it. The world forever has run on exploiting dumb people.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with it. People are like, well, no, dude. It's happening to your friends. It's been happening to my friends forever in every other way.
This stuff isn't even exploiting dumb people, though. It's just, like, telling people half-truths. Where it's, like, it's kind of the same thing. Like, as a kid, like, I you don't even get the full story of slavery because they want America
the full story
to look
of anything,
good.
Man.
It's like, I remember as a kid being like, well, wait, we gave them a ride over here, and then they had to work when they got here? That seems fair. But, like,
that's not how it went, bro.
That's how they teach it to, like, and
you fucking learn the whole story.
And maybe you can't tell a fourth grader the whole story, but, like, that's how they teach it to fourth graders. Like, as a kid, I was like, okay, so, like, they had to work. Like, my dad works. I get it. Like, what's so bad? And, you know, as I grew older and learned more and more of the tale, like, yeah, it's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
But, like, as they teach you, it's just, like, kind of, like...
No, but, yeah, even the way they teach you is just, like, this is something that happened, and, like, I gotta study this for my test, not, like, holy shit!
I remember the first
holy
time I was
fuck.
Told when I went to... It wasn't until I went to private school. I went to the Abbey, and I was told by, like, a history teacher, like, yo, America wasn't always right. Like, we fucked up a lot.
We're still
And
not,
I was like, wait, really?
Whenever.
Like, my whole life, we never did anything wrong. I never learned of anything we did wrong. He's like, no, we did a lot of bad things. we're not a great people.
Yo, you know
what
was wild? I was watching some shit the other day for World War II. When we just dropped two atomic bombs on people.
Killed, like, 150,000 people.
On, like, their city.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, oh, there's a military base over there. It was like, those two cities, drop it right on the fucking, where do they play basketball? Drop it right on that thing. Like, there's a playground, boom.
Incinerated. I was watching when I woke up at 6 o'clock the other morning. I was watching A Beautiful Mind on Showtime, and they were like, "We incinerated 150,000 people." Like, we did what, dude?
Man. Yeah, that's
you're a war criminal if you lose the war.
Right. We just happen to win. Just win, baby. You can do whatever you want.
Just win, baby.
Well, I'll see you guys tomorrow for a Time Flies Tuesday KFC Radio crossover edition of the podcast. Have a good one.